Brief note, in just a few days, I'll be announcing the Physics and Consciousness Explication Contest. It's a contest that's effectively the Physics and Consciousness version of 3 Blue, 1 Brown's Summer of Math Exposition. For people who want to create an explainer video for some concept in physics or consciousness, it could be a theory of everything, a toe, it could be an ingredient to a toe, for example, what are Ashtakar variables or Hofstadter's strange loop, or how does quantum entanglement speed work in Wolfram's theory. Brilliant has come on board to give 1,000 USD to each of the 5 winners, that is, 5,000 in total to be distributed among the top 5. There's information about this in the Discord under hashtag Pace1. If you'd like to create a video but aren't sure if your idea fits, then do ask in the Discord, link is in the description, or you can go to tinyurl.com/discordtoe. Again, this will be officially announced in just a few days on this channel. There's a slew of content in the mathematics, physics, and consciousness space that gets unduly little attention. I know what it's like to be a struggling creator, putting almost everything into your channel without recognition from anyone publicly for years. And that's in large part because it's a competitive landscape, but it doesn't have to be. The goal of TOE, that is the Theories of Everything channel, is not just to be a channel or a podcast, but a project. And the project is that which furthers the explication of theories of everything, including the ingredients that go into them. Thus, for TOE, it's not a competition, but a group effort. Now, this sundry list has about 4 criteria. Number 1, they're channels that if you enjoy the themes of the TOE channel, you're likely to enjoy them as well. Number 2, they're on YouTube. Number 3, they have approximately 15,000 subscribers or less, sometimes even 100, and so this way you know you're truly supporting up-and-coming creators. And number 4, they're active. So for example, they have recent publications. None of the channels mentioned here have paid me in any way. There's no sponsorship for this video from anyone. In fact, these people, these channels, don't even know that I'm mentioning them. So if you like any of their videos, go to one of them, comment, and say that you're from the Theories of Everything channel. In order, it will be physics, consciousness, mathematics, psychology, and outliers. Starting with physics, this channel is Tobias Osborne. As I said in the Crash Course on Physics video, which I'll link in the description as well as place a thumbnail here, if you're lucky enough to get an instructor who writes clearly and explains each step, then you're going to learn at a drastically faster rate. Tobias has that in spades. Many of his videos are in German, however, you can take a look at the playlist and you'll see he has conformal field theory and introduction to symplectic geometry, advanced quantum field theory, quantum noise and decoherence, advanced quantum theory. I'm a huge fan of Tobias. Tobias, if you're watching this, thank you so much for your channel. And I appreciate how you place so much emphasis on writing clearly and using a 4K camera. That's rare. Next is Professor M Does Science. You'll see that they have many videos on undergraduate concepts in quantum mechanics. For a spicy take on physics, both physically and sociologically, Unzicker's Real Physics channel is a place to go. He talks about why black holes are a misleading concept and variable speed of light theories, his issues with string theory, his issues with Richard Feynman. Keep in mind that Unzicker, so pictured here, is going to be on the Theories of Everything channel sometime this year or next year. If you have any questions for him, note them or comment them below. Quantum Sense only has 2 videos, but they're masterfully done. This is chapter 1 in the Foundations of Quantum Mechanics. Many people want to know what's the minimum amount they need to know for quantum mechanics, and it's linear algebra. And if you want to be a bit more advanced, then representation theory. But here, he goes through linear algebra. I don't know where chapter 2 is, but that's a question for him. Zap Physics is another channel that I enjoy, and you can see some of the topics here, they're QFT and then quantum mechanics as well. He also covers why entropy is not about disorder, which is something that I unsuccessfully tried to argue to Thomas Campbell and Lee Cronin. Another channel that many of you may like, if you like the TOE channel, is Stephen E. Robbins. He's a huge proponent of Henry Bergson's theories, and you'll see he covers sometimes even TOE videos, as well as other people's like Sabine Hossenfelder's videos, and gives his opinion from a Bergson perspective. He also touches on consciousness, which brings us to our next topic, consciousness. The Demystifying Science podcast has many interviews that if you're a regular of the TOE channel, you'll recognize some of these people here. Somi Arian is the next channel. You'll see she touches on consciousness, psychology, and entrepreneurship. She's particularly prolific in that she puts out a video once a week or so, and I like her video with Diana Pasulka. Mind Body Solution with Dr. Tevin Naidu. Here you go. There's Chomsky, there's Mike Levin, there's Donald Hoffman. Now hey, if you like this, don't go switching brown people on me. There's room for both. The Meaning Code with Karen Wong. Again, similar themes and interviewees as the Toe Channel. So for example here, there's Jonathan Verveke and Mike Levin. I also appreciate how generally she timestamps her videos. Reason with Science is another channel you may enjoy. And of course, Asking Anything, an upcoming channel that just started a few months ago with massive Ask Me Anythings with Bernardo Kastrup and Donald Hoffman, is a channel you may want to check out. Of course, there's Tyler Goldstein, that is Theory of Everyone, with a zero instead of an O for everyone. What makes Tyler unique is that he has his own toe, his own theory of everything, and he also covers, much like Stephen Robbins, other people's videos and gives his points of view on them. So for example here, he has his opinions on the interviews from the Toe Channel with Stefan Alexander or Carl Friston, Noam Chomsky, the most recent one with Carl Friston, Mike Levin, and Chris Fields. This is a channel I highly recommend that you check out. The last one on the consciousness space is Mathematical Consciousness Science. These ones are more lecture-based, which means it's best not listened to but watched with a pen and paper because they're often equations. That brings us into a smooth transition into the mathematics side now. Chalk. Chalk is a channel I like because it's a mix of mathematics but also what it's like to study mathematics at the PhD level. Personally, I would love to see, this is from Nathan, and Nathan, if you're watching this, I would love to see more material from your PhD. Another channel is Dietrich Labs. Again, all the links are in the description. What's great about this channel is that it gets into the equations of fairly advanced material. So for example, if you're interested in an introduction to string theory, here is the easiest quote-unquote problem in string theory. He goes through the complete standard model Lagrangian, which almost no one writes down because it's far too unwieldy, but he goes through and explains the terms. And this channel is by Sam, and personally, I prefer the videos where he's not just reading from the PowerPoint slide or his PDF and going through, because going through the equations and writing them out in real time is more engaging. But I highly recommend his channel anyhow. He's the only one on YouTube, or one of the only ones, that puts out content of this kind. Now there's Cryoscience. Now if you've ever wanted a gentle introduction to QFT, this is it. Now there are different forms of QFT, like algebraic, axiomatic, constructive, functional integrations and expansions, vertex operator algebra approaches, and so on. The way that I like to think of Cryoscience's approach is ASMR QFT. You'll see what I mean when you listen to a couple of them. Now, if you wondered about some of the approaches I just spewed off for the rigorous treatments of quantum field theory, then go to Graduate Physics. Now, I know this is not mathematics, but it borders on it. It has recent developments in the field. Sometimes I get asked, how does one stay current in a field? Well, by subscribing to channels like this. Another mathematics channel I enjoy is Kyle Broder's. He's a PhD student, and similar to Chalk, you not only learn some mathematics, but also what it's like to be a PhD student. And similar to Chalk, I would like to see more material from Kyle's PhD. Soon we'll be doing a dive into category theory and physics, and so Rooney's channel is a great introduction if you are unsure of what, well, Durham cohomology is, or homotopy theory, or what the Yonida lemma or theorem is. It's the hallmark of category theory. It's the first major result. Now this one, Sudgai Lakmo, I don't know how to pronounce that. This is a brilliant, brilliant channel. This person is responsible for getting me interested in interviewing someone named David Hestings on geometric algebra, which is another field of mathematics that one can use in physics as a unifying language of physics, where some of the equations of physics that seem broken are made succinct and clear from the geometric algebraic perspective. Zeta Math is a channel that I've recently come upon, and you can learn about the Riemann hypothesis here rigorously. This is rare. Now this is just beautiful. This is from Manifolds in Maryland. This is a student who has wonderful drawings. Look at this. This is just an explanation of what's called the Li derivative. It looks like Li, but it's pronounced Li. And I just found out about this channel yesterday. Moving on to psychology, we have Greg Henrique's Unified Theory of Knowledge podcast. So for example, I'm interviewed here. And you'll see several others like John Vervaeke are interviewed. Charlotte Fraza. It's such a warmly informative, sedulous channel. I had to include it. I just happened upon this about a week or two ago. I was looking up the rudiments of computational neuroscience, and she has videos dedicated to just that. How do you self-study the mathematics behind computational neuroscience? Or how do you read papers faster as a PhD student? Next up is the Bigger Picture podcast, which is also fluorescent, and you'll recognize many of the people from Toe and its ringlets. Another podcast you may enjoy is called the Anagogy podcast, which has interviews with Greg Henriques and John Vervaeke, which seems to be what one does as a default when starting a podcast. You don't have a podcast until John Vervaeke has been on. I know there are plenty of people who are interested in the UFO topic, and while that's not a focus of this channel, of the Toe channel, it's certainly a motif. And one of the channels I highly recommend is Ross Coulthart's Need to Know with Zabel. Sober analyses, seasoned individuals. Next is Alien Girl, which usually comprises commentary on recent UFO events. Next, there's, of course, That UFO Podcast. Again, links to all of these will be in the description. They've interviewed virtually everyone: George Knapp, Lou Elizondo, Grant Cameron, Travis Taylor, Ross Coulthart. Then there's the extremely professional and cultivated and impassioned Christina Gomez. You can take a look at some of the topics she has here, and a link to her channel will be in the description. I recommend you at least check it out. And then there's, of course, Red Panda Koala. This is one of the best channels on the entire list. He makes me want to weep. He should be hired by Netflix. He produces these great documentaries. So look here, how the CIA and Air Force have created the UFO stigma. What are Tom DeLonge's views on the UFOs, and how did he get into this field? It's astounding that this is even free, because there's content that you pay for on other channels that isn't even a scintilla of the quality of this one. Now for some spicy takes from people who aren't afraid of offending, perhaps they even enjoy offending just a bit, I will list three here in quick succession because I'm running out of time. There's Gaffon, there's Thomas Fessler, and there's Truth Seekers. I'm shouting them out in part because I think many people are hesitant to even acknowledge them. Lastly, there are a couple channels that don't fit. Nicole Vanderhoven. I find it beneficial to learn how others think, regardless of whether or not those approaches diverge from my own mode, as hearing them explain their own thought process helped me introspectively evaluate and critique my own manner of thinking. You can see that she puts a tremendous amount of effort into her videos, despite having a full-time job. Another channel I enjoy is Joe AutoHotkey Guru, Joe Glines, that is. AutoHotkey is a program on Windows which helps you save time by automating monotonous tasks. They even have a video where they covered a request from Kurt, from myself. Another small creator that I enjoy is Sigma Documentaries. They put plenty of effort into their videos, and it's staggering how small their subscriber count is. They have documentaries on bacteria that eats plastic, on fractals in nature, on piezoelectric materials. It's just staggering. The last miscellaneous channel is Thin Reaper. Again, all of these are in the description. I happen to like video game essays. I generally fall asleep to them, and I enjoy the work of this creator, and hopefully you will as well. All right, that's it. Visit the creators in the description and see if they're your cup of tea. Make sure to let them know that you came from the Theories of Everything channel, so comment that, hey, this is from Kurt's recommendation from Toe, or however you want to phrase it. It will brighten their day, it will brighten mine to see some comments like that on these underrated channels. Thank you. If you want to support the Toe channel, the Theories of Everything project, then go to patreon.com/KurtJaimungal. That is CurtJaimungal. Your support helps. Every dollar helps tremendously. You may not think it does, but it helps. It helps an extreme amount. Every time I get a patron, it goes on my phone and I show my wife the notification, and she's super appreciative as well. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so kind, babe. So my wife and I both thank you. Thank you so much. Click on some of the channels in the description and visit these underrated, underappreciated creators. Take care. The podcast is now finished. If you'd like to support conversations like this, then do consider going to patreon.com/CurtJaimungal. That is Kurt Jaimungal.
It's support from the patrons and from the sponsors that allow me to do this full time. Every dollar helps tremendously. Thank you.